phrase, unstrung their instruments, and hurried away.
"Now," said the Emperor, "let us talk."
"Spies," murmured Joan into a glass. The Emperor raised his eyebrows.
"But of course, my dear," he said. "Over there, the ink player in the trio deposited an ear before he left. My son's Drosk servant reports regularly to their unpronounceable planet, and this room swarms with bugs and pinpoints. This very gentleman on my left," the dapper man smiled, "is an accomplished spy. His name is Magan. One of his many jobs is to spy upon me. He reports to me regularly in case I act ill-advisedly. Where is Joker's world?" he ended abruptly.
Dom ran a finger around the edge of his glass.
"You have a mere 72 hours to discover it," Ptarmigan prompted.
"That's unfair," said Kajar.
"He doesn't have to tell me."
"I think I'm getting the idea," said Dom mildly. "I can feel the edges of a concept. The dark side of the sun. It's a bit non-committal, isn't it? Perhaps it refers to another set of dimensions."
"You don't believe that," said the Emperor. "And neither do I. Joker's world is a singularity in this continuum. Probability suggests that this is the only universe in which they existed, although we can't locate them through math. My belief is that they were a billion-to-one chance that only cropped up in our particular space-time."
"I think so, too," said Dom. "There are only 4 to 5 examples of life apart from the races in the life bubble, and they are big and, well, not life as we think of it, like the Bank or Chaetogaster. With them, life is just another attribute, like mass or age. No, I think the Jokers were the first life as we can grasp it in the galaxy, and I agree with the idea that they probably got our own shows on the road. I don't know why I agree, it just seems right."
"I don't know about this idea," said Kajar.
The Emperor smiled.
"You see, my dear, the universe has no time for life. By rights, it shouldn't exist. We don't realise the odds."
Dom nodded. "We're so used to the idea of life as an essential part of the universe," he said. "Even in pre-Sadim times, we peopled other stars with imaginary beings and kidded ourselves that life off Earth was an odds-on chance. We didn't want to be alone."
"Nor did the Jokers," said Hershegan, leaning forward. "So they altered chances."
"They peopled the stars, too, only they must have been biological geniuses. They filled every ecological niche, too, from cool suns to frozen space," Dom began. Then he stopped. He knew about the Jokers. Other sentences thronged in his head, floated like icebergs in his mind. They had entered of their own accord, or they had been put there. He knew all about the Jokers. He remembered how they felt, surveying the empty planets, knowing the inbuilt block that every race ran up against eventually, the limitations of their evolutionary outlook. He saw Joker's world and sat stunned. The others carried on talking. Their conversation coiled around him unheeded.
"The dark side of the sun sounds poetic," said Kajar brightly. "How about Screamer and Groner?"
"The internal planets of Proto-Star 5," said Hershegan, "far too hot and short-lived. They did not exist 10,000 years ago. So radioactive, too."
"You're talking as if Jokers are human," said Kajar. "It's never been proved. Couldn't they be silicoid? Look at the Kriarpi."
"How about rats?"
It was Tali. He looked at their faces and shrugged.
"Well, we know what things are like on its planet, and the reversed entropy situation might fit the dark side of the sun saying. The Kriarpi say any creatures on Tenalp can't possibly be intelligent," said Ptarmigan sharply, "and we'll have no more talk about that world in this place."
"I think it's Earth," said Joan firmly.
The Emperor turned.
"That's a very homocentric statement. Can you justify it?"
She nodded.
"It's an old theory, after all. The Jokers were human. I mean, human. Sorry, Hershegan. But you know what I mean. And they finally settled on Earth long before we were anything more than apes. They interbred with us eventually. Circumstantial evidence points to this. A lot of aliens considered the Jokers were human. Earth was the only planet apart from the Kriarpi homeworld to produce a race capable of reaching even its satellite. Thirdly, Earthmen are the sort who would build something like the chain stars
or the centre of the universe,